You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hello and welcome to the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your very gracious and humble host, Eric G., saying thank you so much for making me a part of your day. I'm also very proud to be a part of the Locked On Network, which is your team daily. So do me a favor, check out all the Locked On podcasts that we have, not only for the 30 NBA teams, but we also have a Locked On NBA podcast and a Locked On Fantasy as well. And if you're a regular listener to Locked On Heat, who the Thunder play tonight, or Locked On Grizzlies, just to mention a team out there, I welcome you into the Locked On podcast, and I am on my second cup of coffee today and may need the good folks at Happenstance Coffee to get me through the rest of this one. Anyway, I've done radio in Oklahoma City for 4 years, or I did radio in Oklahoma City for 4 years, hosted a lot of Thunder post games, and I've covered the Thunder now for 5 seasons, and consider myself the go-between you and the fan, the players, and the front office. I do my best to disseminate the information that they want to get out to you, and then throw my opinion in on it as well. And we like to have a lot of fun here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. I also work for ThunderDigest.com. Thank you very much to Brady Trantham and Chuck Cheney for letting me be a part of that. And Brady and I will be hosting another edition of the G League podcast after tonight's Thunder Heat game. And we'll not only talk about everything going on here in Oklahoma City, but the NBA as a whole, because we're getting down to the postseason. And there are a lot of teams I do have concerns about. One of those is the Cleveland Cavaliers, but you can find out about all that on the G League podcast as part of the Thunder Digest Network. Now, as far as today's Locked On Thunder podcast goes, we will talk about Paul George's minutes. Dude is averaging 36 minutes per game in his last 10 games. Also, Billy Donovan is allowing him to play the first 12 minutes of the first quarter and then staggering him to play with the second unit at the beginning of the second quarter. Will he continue to do that during the postseason? What is going to change during the postseason? Billy tells us all about that. Paul George tells us how the Thunder and him kind of came to this arrangement. In segment number two, I cannot wait for segment number two because it's Adam Silver. One last time this week, we get a chance to hear from Adam Silver. This time he will talk about players' voices and them speaking out politically and about issues that concern them that aren't just basketball. And I will tell you what one of my major issues with Michael Jordan was and why I like today's players better than I like Michael Jordan. And in segment number three, because it is the weekend, nothing can make you happier while you've got a couple of days off than listening to Steven Adams talk about his homeland, him going to see Lord, and why he gets introduced saying that he's from New Zealand versus the University of Pittsburgh. So all that's coming up today here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. Don't forget, the Madison March is going on right now, and if you didn't have a certain school from Chicago or the purple school from Kansas in your brackets, then you might be hurting like I am. If you did, good on you, and I raise my cup to you today. There you go. I'm not going to pour any out. I'm just going to toast you. But you want to make some money because your bracket, like mine, got busted and got busted early on. Well, then log on to mybookie.ag because there's still time to profit off college basketball. All you have to do is lay down a bet and they'll pay out if you win. It's that simple. They don't hold your money. They don't try and get you to bet on other games. They want to make sure that you are a happy, satisfied customer. And I wouldn't tell you about this if I wouldn't use it myself. It's the best sports betting site that we've got out there right now. That's mybookie.ag. And if you lay down a deposit now, you go to mybookie.ag, lay down a deposit now, and then enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA, then they're going to match that up to 50%. It's a great deal, and you can make money. There's still time. Don't just look at your bracket and think that Dave in accounting has all the answers. No, you can get them too by going to mybookie.ag, and then you can have a little bragging rights yourself. It's mybookie.ag, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network. Segment number one now, and Paul George this year is averaging 36.4 minutes per game. And in his last 10 games, that number is actually down. It doesn't seem like it, though, because Paul George is playing the entire first quarter, and then Billy Donovan is also staggering him to play the beginning of the second quarter with these bench units, or the second quarter with the bench units that are out there for Oklahoma City. And whether Paul George is playing or not, whether Carmelo's playing or not, Oklahoma City has to be able to trust this bench if they're going to make any noise at all during the postseason. Good on Raymond Felton for being consistent. Great on Jeremy Grant and Patrick Patterson for coming around. But if there's any possible way Alex Abrines can follow suit, if Josh Eustis can be a little bit better, the Thunder got a chance to do some real damage in the playoffs. And I've said that before. And one thing is, we get down to the end of the year, I'm not really worried about guys' minutes. You better be in great physical condition. Even if you are in your late 20s or 30s, you're in your early 30s to mid-30s like Carmelo Anthony is, you're paid to win. You need to be able to go. So how did PG and Billy Donovan come to this decision to play him for 12 minutes in a first quarter? Here's Paul George.
Just prefer to keep it going when I start out in the first quarter. Coach thought it was a good idea. I thought it felt great. Just being out that whole 12 minutes, getting going. I'm a guy that, within the game, the game starts to open up later in the game for me, more so than earlier. So it's just trying to find reads, as the game going on. I think Coach realized that. The reason why, he's extended me that whole first quarter. But it's been working pretty good for us.
Just looking at Paul George's minutes, he did play 38 respectively against the Kings and the Clippers and played 40 against the Celtics the other night. The only time where we saw his minutes drop, and going back to that number where he's averaging 36 minutes per game in the last 10 and 36.4 minutes overall, why that number's down is that 26 minutes against Atlanta when he got hurt and was nursing that groin injury. We've mentioned the playoffs, postseason, rotations. How much does that change? We don't like the bench. We'd like to see all five starters play 48 minutes. We know that's not possible. So how does Billy Donovan change his rotations? How much does it change during the postseason? This is what Billy had to say yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, I think eventually, you're going to look at matchups, and there's going to be certain kind of matchups and things like that. I mean, for me, I look at it differently. We got 9 games left, and we want to keep getting better, improving, and playing. And after the 9 games, we'll find out if we're in the playoffs or not in the playoffs. We got to earn our way in there. But if you're fortunate enough to make it, then you're looking at who you're playing against, and what are good matchups, and you're looking at your rotations, and things change. Guys are going to probably play more minutes. Russell's minutes will go up. Paul's minutes will go up. Probably Carmelo as well. There'll be different guys' minutes will go up. There's a little, not dealing with back-to-backs. You're dealing with one team. There's breaks in between games. So some of that stuff will change.
Do you feel like guys that are going to have their minutes extended, do you feel like they're properly prepared for that if they're not playing with those all-bench units, or they're not being mixed in with the bench? You're doing that with Paul now.
Yeah, I mean, Paul's been used to that a little bit, because we did some during the year. He was coming back in the end of the first quarter. I'm not really worried about that. Those guys will be fine, I think, doing that and playing with those guys. And Paul's, I think, has done a really good job playing with the guys coming off the bench, and I think he's added chemistry to the group as well.
Tonight, the Miami Heat are in town, and this is a team that's rolling, so little fear with the Oklahoma City Thunder. Heat 7-3 in their last 10 games. They're on a 3-game winning streak. They've even got some nice wins against the 76ers and the Wizards. No Dwayne Wade tonight. No Hassan Whiteside tonight. Dwayne Wade nursing a hamstring. Hassan Whiteside nursing a hip flexor. But there are some guys on this team that I still like to watch. I've always been a big Goran Dragic fan. For some reason, I like watching that guy. Kelly Olynyk, I'm anxious to see how he plays against the Thunder Bigs tonight. And it's also sort of a weird matchup when you think about it. Eastern Conference team that you haven't seen all season long. They didn't even play the Heat and the Thunder in 2017. And now there are 2 games coming up here in the last 9 games of the season. Billy Donovan talks about not seeing the Heat all season long and then having to face them now.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, it's usually you play an Eastern conference team, somewhere earlier in the schedule, but it's the way it fell, and we'll play them two times here late.
Any thoughts on what's going to be key from a matchup standpoint with them?
Yeah, I mean, great team speed. You know, guys that can put the ball on the floor. You know, really utilize, take advantage of the 3-point line. Have a lot of interchangeable parts, a lot of interchangeable forwards. Fours and fives are skilled. You know, can handle pass and shoot. So it'll be a great challenge for us defensively.
You're listening to the weekend edition of the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. This is part of the Locked On Network, your team daily. Coming up in segment number two, Adam Silver talks about the association and its players voicing their opinions on politics and other things going on in the world. It's all right here on the Locked On Thunder podcast. If you're looking to make a little bit of money here in March, then there's only one place to do it. That's mybookie.ag. That's mybookie.ag. Log on today, go and bet, and get paid. It's the biggest thing that they've got going on mybookie.ag is they actually pay out. And because you are a member of the Locked On Podcast family, which is your team daily, they're going to help you out. Just enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA. And they're going to match your first deposit up to 50%. That's right, up to 50%. MyBookie.ag will match that first deposit. There isn't a better way to do this. Bet, win, get paid. It's all MyBookie.ag. It's the best sports betting site around. And if your bracket is in shambles right now, like a lot of ours are, this is the best way for you to make a little bit of money and then tell Sue, who's sitting in the cubicle next to you, hey, just because you were able to pick certain teams based on their color, I still made more money than you because I knew what to bet after I saw things flesh out. MyBookie.ag. I'm trying to help you with your bragging rights. I'm trying to help you get a little bit of money in your pocket. And don't worry, I would not recommend this unless I would use it myself. It's MyBookie.ag, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast for the weekend. We recorded this on March 23rd. It's a Friday, so if you're listening to us on Saturday and Sunday, hope you're having a fantastic 2 days off, and we try and keep things a little evergreen. Yeah, we talked about the Heat and the Thunder in the first segment, but we also try and give you some things to chew on for the weekend that don't necessarily date themselves, and one of those things that doesn't ever date itself is players being outspoken. And you have seen NBA players take a larger role in their community and a larger role in politics here over the last couple of years. And it's something that Adam Silver has to deal with, Roger Goodell, and other commissioners around professional sports. So how does Adam Silver feel about the NBA players being so vocal politically? Here's what he told our own David Locke, the owner of the Locked On Podcast Network and the voice of the Utah Jazz.
I think the signature of this season has been, in a divisive world, you have allowed your players' voices to be heard. How much of a gamble do you feel that is? And what is allowing you to do that?
Well, first of all, it's I'm not sure I would characterize it as allowing them. I think our players are going to speak out on issues that are important to them, in part because it's been a tradition in this league. You know, I mentioned this when I was in Los Angeles for the All-Star game. Bill Russell happened to be sitting there when I had my press conference, and I remember doing some research on this issue that 55 years ago, 1963, All-Star game had been in L.A. He had been the MVP. And that summer, he stood on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial when Dr. King gave his iconic I Have a Dream speech. So that's nothing new in this league. And again, I think it's a little bit part of the DNA that's passed on from player to player. In addition, I look at the core values of this league, especially one I feel we have a responsibility. 25% of our players come from outside of the United States, and I think an American's ability, somebody living in this country's ability to speak out on issues that are important to them, is something that we should be supportive of. And I've had that conversation directly with players. It doesn't mean that they don't also need to be respectful at the same time. I think that comes with wearing an NBA uniform, and also, you know, make sure that their platforms they're speaking on are appropriate and that it's not interfering with their playing the game. But I think there's an added benefit for our fans that they see these young men are truly multidimensional. And I recognize, to your point about risk, not everyone's going to agree with everything they say. Certainly I don't agree with everything our players say. But I like to believe that, you know, for the rest of our fan base, certainly those people here in the United States, that they are supportive of them expressing political views, cultural views, just like they would be of any American.
I'm 100% with Adam Silver on this one. Players have a tremendous amount of influence, especially over young voters, over young fans. And a lot of times, think about this when you were growing up. You are probably more prone to listen to rock stars, actors, and athletes than you were politicians. Because those were the people that you followed. Those were the people that you had hanging on your wall. You wore the jerseys. You wore the t-shirts. I love it when athletes decide they are going to be proactive and be involved in causes. Even if it's not a cause that I necessarily agree with, I still would rather see them speak out than be more about their brand, more about their money, and use this athleticism, this God-given athleticism that they have, strictly to just turn a profit, which was my biggest problem with Michael Jordan. And I'm pretty sure I said this on yesterday's podcast, but to go in a little bit more depth, Michael Jordan had the most powerful voice of anybody in the 90s. That includes our 41st president, George H.W. Bush, our 42nd in Bill Clinton, Pearl Jam, Nirvana. I mean, think about it. All the powerful voices that were out there, nobody was bigger than Michael Jordan. And Michael Jordan decided to use his voice for nothing, to stay quiet, for the almighty dollar. And it was something that was lost. He could have made a major difference in this world had he chosen to. He just chose not to. LeBron James, Dwayne Wade. You've heard Russell Westbrook to an extent, but Carmelo Anthony, more so than Russell Westbrook, really want to use their influence for something bigger. And that I have to admire. And I'd rather see athletes like that. For me, it's a throwback to the days of Muhammad Ali. And I'll be straight up with you. I didn't agree with everything that Muhammad Ali did. I did not agree with Muhammad Ali not going to Vietnam because I had an uncle that served two tours. And I feel that Muhammad Ali's life shouldn't be any more valuable than my uncle's. But Muhammad Ali took a stance. And growing up with parents who were politically active, those are the type of people that I grew up wanting to be like. Now, I'm not as much like them as maybe I should. And being in the position that I am, you're always told, hey, well, don't mix politics into what you do because it's going to be a big turnoff. I've also been told that eventually you're going to offend people in this business, and that's not something you can avoid. I also think athletes go through that as well. You're going to make people mad. And as LeBron James or any of these other guys that I've mentioned, let's just say Steph Curry. Steph Curry, who decided to not go to the White House, or actually the Golden State Warriors, who decided not to go to the White House. I'd rather make people mad doing something like that than for something I did on the court. And what's really funny is I honestly believe, and maybe I'm blind about this, I believe fans get more irate when you screw up on the field or the court than when you have a different political opinion. Having a different political opinion may decide to keep some folks away, but I don't think it keeps them all away. And as far as the NFL goes, and I know I'm going long on this, but I'll say this. As far as the NFL goes and their ratings dropping, I don't think it had anything to do with flag protests. I think that was a convenient excuse for some. I just don't think the product's near as good. And right now, I'll tell you, the NFL, not as good as the NBA. And it's another good on Adam Silver is because he's a forward-thinking commissioner. And unlike Roger Goodell, Adam Silver is forced to be forward-thinking because the NBA leans a little younger and has a little different fan base. It's probably not as conservative as you would see the NFL. But as long as Adam Silver supports his players, they'll have his back. And players don't forget that when it comes to negotiation for the next CBA. Just remember that if you don't want to see a lockout. This is the Locked on Thunder podcast. I am your host, Eric G. Thank you for making me a part of your day. Coming up in segment number 3, find out. We'll have a little fun. We'll get off the seriousness. We'll have a little fun. We'll find out if Steven Adams considers himself a member of the New Zealand Cool Club. MyBookie.ag wants to help you make a little money in March. It's been a rough March for a lot of us. Yeah, we weren't expecting that maroon and gold team to go as far as they did, or whatever colors that school from Chicago is, and certainly not the purple Wildcats. Well, it happens. So here's what you do. You log on to mybookie.ag, you enter the promo code LOCKEDONNBA, and they will match your first deposit up to 50%. That's right, up to 50%. Mybookie.ag will match that first deposit, and they'll pay you. When you win, they will pay you. So bet, win, get paid with mybookie.ag. We all use it here as part of the Locked On Network, and you should too. If this is the way you roll, log on now to mybookie.ag and get yourself a little money. Get yourself a little walking around cash for the rest of the month of March and on into April. Mybookie.ag, a proud sponsor of the Locked On Podcast Network. Bet, win, get paid with mybookie.ag. This is the Locked On Thunder podcast. I am Eric G. It's the weekend edition. We are up to segment number 3, Heat and Thunder tonight. This podcast being recorded on Friday. And then Monday night, Oklahoma City back in action hosting the Portland Trail Blazers. A very important game. Thunder right now 2 games back of the Trail Blazers for the 3rd spot in the Western Conference. Oklahoma City right now in 5 behind New Orleans and doing their best to stave off San Antonio, Minnesota, and Utah here for the next, I guess, 9 games, possibly 8 games, depending on when you're listening to this. When is Steven Adams listening to the Locked On Thunder podcast? I don't know, but I'm sure he listens every day. And he's probably the one guy on the Thunder that needs his own podcast. If there was anybody the Thunder should just let venture out and do his own thing, it is Steven Adams. And I wish that, like I say, it's one thing I wish the Thunder would open up and let guys do, because Steven Adams would be great on this. Steven Adams is a celebrity, not only here in Oklahoma City, he's a borderline legend, not only because of the way he looks, but certainly the way he plays. And this year, he's really endeared himself to fans and made Sam Presti look good for signing him to such a big contract. And in his homeland, we think Steven Adams is a big star. We perceive him to be a big deal. But here, Adams gives us a little insight to the Kiwi mentality, because he went to go see Lord the other night, and how he views not only Lord, but other New Zealand celebrities.
Other thing, you're asking, do we know each other?
Yeah, like
is it fair to assume it?
Yeah.
Nah, not all of us know each other.
Right.
Obviously, we heard of one another, I think. I should stop saying we. I'm not even sure if I'm like in that cool club. I always think there's like an extra cool club up top, so them, I'm not sure. Like, if they, you know what? Just put that over there. So I'm not sure if they are like met each other or whatever, but or like know each other like that, but I know they know of each other. Does that make sense? It's kind of weird. Where's the hard?
Who is in the cool club?
Huh?
Who is in the cool club?
No idea. Search it up, mate. Do me a favor. Come on, learn about my country, please.
I mean, from your perspective, who do you view as being in that cool club?
No, it's not from New Zealand. Old mate Gordon Ramsay. It's from the UK. But I don't know anyone from New Zealand. I know it's weird talking about your fellow countrymen, especially being Kiwi. You can't just see them as normal people. You know, you don't like, oh my God, this person is like, yeah, he's old mate. Yeah. Good on him.
Steve, on that note, you when you get intro'd, you don't say, it doesn't say from University of Pittsburgh. It says from New Zealand.
Yeah.
Why'd you choose that?
It's where I'm from. I think it's fits better enough. A bit more different as well. Everyone's saying the university and stuff. It's like, I'm from New Zealand. So, yeah.
So it's a pride thing.
Yeah, you could say that. Yeah, definitely. Definitely proud of being New Zealander.
It's not a knock on Pitt at all, is it?
No. I like my country more than Pitt, put it that way. So I chose New Zealand.
Yeah. Okay, the guy's being absolutely modest, because there isn't any way that Steven Adams doesn't think that he is in the cool club. You've got to be in the cool club when you've got people coming from half the world away to see you play basketball. No matter what city you're in, you're definitely in the cool club, and you're definitely looked at as a celebrity. And he's certainly spawning a lot of Oklahoma City Thunder fans in the country of New Zealand. And I'd like to say hi to you if you are listening in New Zealand. Perfect example of that. I see him all the time here at the Peak, and this summer went out to Hawaii, had an opportunity to do that, went to the Polynesian Cultural Center. One of the students from BYU Hawaii who was working there saw my Oklahoma City Thunder shirt, mentioned that he was a Thunder fan, and then mentioned Steven Adams. So, dude, you're a celebrity. You're in the cool club. Your home country loves you. Hey, real quick, do me a favor today and give the folks at Locked On Hawks a listen, and maybe they're going to be talking about the March 22nd matchup, or not the March 22nd, that was yesterday. How about the matchup coming up on October 7th against the Hawks and the Thunder at the BOK Center in Tulsa? That was announced yesterday, so the Thunder already doing work on their preseason schedule, and the Thunder have played at the BOK Center quite often and have got a big following in Tulsa. And with that, I'd like to say hello to the good folks at the Passive Juice Motel. Thank you so much for being loyal listeners to the Locked On Thunder podcast. We really do appreciate it, and thanks for all the work you do there. We will join you Monday on the Locked On Thunder podcast as we not only break down the Thunder's game with the Heat, but look ahead to the upcoming matchup with the Portland Trail Blazers, who've had the Thunder's number this year. Can Oklahoma City get over and get a little closer to that third spot? We'll find out then. Until that time, I would like you to be safe. Thank you again for joining me today. Thank you for making me a part of your life and your day. And Thunder up.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team every day.